Another row could be brewing between China and Japan, this time over a disputed gas field. On Wednesday, Japan's chief cabinet secretary, Yoshihide Suga, expressed serious concern over the construction of a drilling rig by China near an offshore gas field claimed by both countries in the East China Sea. China's unilateral development of the field, he said, was something his nation could not accept. At China's foreign ministry, spokeswoman Hua Qingying has dismissed the complaint.
China is carrying out a legal project in an area under its jurisdiction. This cannot be criticized. China has never accepted Japan's line of territorial demarcation.
In 2008, the two countries agreed on joint development of resources in the area. Cooperation, however, has since broken down amid a worsening row over a group of islands to the south, under Japanese administration, but claimed by both countries. The disputed islands are known as the Senkaku to Japan and the Diaoyu to China. Last September, the Japanese government bought three of them from a private owner, prompting angry street demonstrations across China and even warnings of war in China's state-controlled media. Since Japan's purchase of the islands, China has been sending regular patrols to their waters, in spite of warnings from experts that face-offs with the Japanese Coast Guard could escalate into conflict. China says the confrontations are Japan's fault and would not be happening had Japan not broken a decades-old agreement.
In 1971,
China and Japan reached an agreement to shelve the dispute over the Diaoyu Islands for the sake of bilateral relations. Japan has broken that agreement with what amounts to a declaration that they are an integral part of Japanese territory. Under such circumstances, non-action from China would imply acceptance.
In response to such claims, critics point to what they say has become a well-worn tactic used by China in territorial disputes, in which it uses an action by an opponent as an excuse to push hard and shift the ground in its favor. China's new maritime patrols, they say, have ended Japan's control of the disputed islands. Likewise, the new rig is another act of expansion. On Friday this week, China will begin its largest ever naval drills with a foreign partner, conducted with ships from Russia in the Sea of Japan. While China says the exercises are routine, many analysts see them as targeted at its eastern neighbor. Stephen Ribe, Press TV, Beijing.